take you on a journey. A journey that's going to prove that Joe Biden and his administration are traitors and they have committed treason against America. I only have one question for you. But before I ask that question, I want to take you back in time. We're going to transport everyone back to January 19th, 2021, the day before Joe Biden takes office. And I'm going to stand before you and I'm going to say I came from the future 4 years from now. And I'm going to tell you what this man's going to do. First day in office, he is going to sign 94 executive orders to eviscerate every immigration policy Donald J. Trump has put into effect. He will take a border that was the most secure border in American history and turn it on its head. Within 4 years, Joe Biden will have arrested over 12 million people. 250,000 of them will be special interest aliens, which in other words, in layman's terms, terrorists. They'll be arrested and released. Since the time he's become president in the 4 years, Joe Biden has created the world's largest child sex trafficking organization in modern history. He will have arrested and released over 500,000 unaccompanied alien children called UACs. Their ages are from infancy to 17 years old. They just release them to a nation that is the number one consumer of child pornography. Connect the dots. Our government is destroying America from within. I will not stand by and allow it to happen. That's why I'm going to go to across the nation and I'm going to show you the manifestation of this treason. You're going to see crime that you can't even fathom. You're going to see a degradation of the social benefits and welfare for American citizens being ripped from them and given to illegal aliens. You're going to see cities like Chicago, New York, Boston, Philadelphia, and you're going to see them divert tens of millions of dollars. In New York City, they're going to divert almost $12 billion. For illegal aliens. The city of Chicago has brought to its knees social welfare, murder, crime, you can't imagine, hundreds of millions of dollars for illegal aliens, and I don't care about my residents. They can all pound sand. We are living in a world where our government hates us, and I am going to go on a journey, and I am going to prove it to you. And the question I have after all of this has been done, if everything I tell you is the truth, and it is, do you call Joe Biden a patriot or a traitor?
What is up, LFA TV? We are coming at you live from America. This is Matter of Fact, and I'm your host, Ryan Matter. Thank you for joining us. Today is Tuesday, June 25th, and boy, oh boy, are we going to get into some stuff today. So finally, the wait is over. I finally had time to edit and produce the segment from our undercover trip to New York City when we went into Queens and we went inside these brothels. And I'm going to show you how these what look like underage girls are being trafficked all the way all across the world into New York City. We're going to get into a lot of that. We have a lot of other stories that are breaking as well. I want to touch on a little bit about these top secret U.S. underwater drone weapon, the Manta Ray, discovered on Google Maps. Are these the objects that are traveling at 500 knots per second that Tucker Carlson was talking about on Joe Rogan? Maybe. We'll get into that. We're going to talk a little bit about Jack Smith. Admits FBI documents are doctored. The FBI doctored evidence to produce stunt photo of classified documents during the Mar-a-Lago raid. Surprise, surprise. And last but not least, we're going to take a look at this Trump campaign hit with gag order by CNN days ahead of network's presidential debate. So all this is going to be good stuff, folks. Do me a huge favor. If you guys are just joining us, please, 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 please smash that like button. Share this content. It'll help push this content out to the algorithm. And I want to start off with this story. This is the big breaking news. It's going viral over on Twitter right now. So this is by Ezra Levant over on X. He goes by EZRALEVANT. And he says, breaking: moments after receiving a standing ovation for his speech in Calgary, Canada, Tommy Robinson was arrested by eight undercover and uniformed police. Rebel News has hired a lawyer and is actively working for his relief. Please help TommyTrial.com. So check this out.
We'll talk about it in the vehicle.
How's your luck, eh? You got 190.
Okay, right,
what about my stuff? What about my stuff?
My passport. Your stuff.
Absolutely insane.
So that's how you're treating in Canada, right? That's exactly how you're treating in Canada now. Now, Rebel News is on the case. They're contacting the DA. They called them at 9:30 last night. So here's a little bit more about what happened after.
We can cover all of that. I mean, Rebel News will put up a surety bond for him. We can insist and assist, rather, with accommodations for him. We can sort of be his guarantors or his sureties. I just got a phone call from one of Calgary's most senior criminal defense lawyers, Alan Heppner. I interrupted him at his home, of course, at 9:30 p.m., moments after Tommy was arrested so unceremoniously after his well-received speech in Calgary. For those who are just joining this insane story, Tommy was speaking in Calgary to a great crowd. It was a wonderful speech about censorship, about government lawfare. And he steps out feeling great after standing ovation, and he's swarmed by police, half of them undercover, half in uniform. They bundle him up in a SUV, and they drive him here, of all places. It's the federal building called the Harry Hayes Building. And if you can see over here, they have a sign of what's banned. Bicycles are banned. Skateboards are banned. Rollerblades are banned. And political speech that Justin Trudeau doesn't like is banned. I've never heard of people being detained at the federal building, and that's a whole new question we got to look into. But I, moments ago, received a phone call from Alan Heppner, and I got some details on the reason for Tommy's arrest. It's an alleged immigration infraction. Right now, the lawyer is working with the police to see if there is a way that Tommy can be released under a set of conditions, rather than being held in jail for an undetermined period of time. I offered to be Tommy's surety. That means to put up a bond to guarantee that he would be of good behavior. Goal number one is to get him out of custody. He's in a holding situation here at Harry Hayes, but if they transfer him to the remand center, that is an atrocious place for anyone. So priority one is get him out of this building. Priority two, once that is achieved, is to find a set of conditions or orders that Tommy can live with to get out of jail. And I don't know what those will be. I'm absolutely delighted that our lawyer is working at this late hour. We have the best person in the city on it. I'm really amazed that he's able to jump on this case within minutes. Hopefully the lad will be out and not spend even a single night in custody. I haven't talked to the lawyer about his fee. I just wanted to get him working. I will obviously pay the fee. If you can help me crowdfund that fee, I'd be grateful to you. We set up a little crowdfund page at TommyTrial.com. If you can chip in a few quid or a few dollars, I'd be grateful. I want him out. I want him safe. I want him free. And I want him speaking truth to power. Frankly, as a Canadian, I'm a little bit embarrassed of what happened to him. That's not the Canada I know. The Canada I know and love believes in free speech. What Tommy saw today was the Canada of Justin Trudeau. Let's get that lad out and let's get him doing what he does best. I'm going to have more updates at TommyTrial.com. I'm going to stay up till he's out, God willing, and I'll hopefully have more updates for you. Those will be posted at TommyTrial.com. Thanks.
God bless these people that are out here fighting for these patriots that get arrested. I have a feeling it won't be long before we're joining Tommy in that prison cell at the rate that we're going. What's being done all across America is absolutely atrocious. We have concentration camps being built in all 50 states, and these are soft-sided facilities that are being stood up, and nobody's filling the gap. Nobody's coming in and going into these facilities. You guys have heard the whistleblower testimony. You guys, we've interviewed government contractors who actually build these soft-side facilities. And they're giving us direct intel, telling us, hey, yeah, we're building these concentration camps. And they don't look like they're for migrants. They sure as hell look like they're for us. So we have that going on. Now I want to play, actually, Yeah, let me grab that clip really quick. Let me show you guys what I'm talking about here.
Our sources are telling us roughly 400.
Yeah, let me play this clip. I think this is the right one. But this, either way, it'll tie into it. So this is JJ and Christy Hutchinson. We had interviewed her when we went to Detroit, and she was telling us about these soft-sided facilities that are being erected all across the country, not just in one or two locations. She built a couple, right? And then she has the ability, because she does contracts for the government, to see into the government database. And then they went back in And they could see that they're building these soft-sided facilities all across the country, all across America. So listen, pay attention.
Our sources are telling us roughly 400 child detention facilities, ranging from tens, holding tens of children, to thousands. And I'm assuming that number of facilities is growing exponentially every day. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, if you ever want to know what's going on really in America and what the next is you look at the contracts that they're putting out for bid, or RFPs, requests for proposals. And so when you look at FEMA specifically, and I've looked at that recently, unprecedented. They have contracts going out for security companies with special types of skill set to specifically manage illegal detention facilities in all 50 states, JJ. All 50. That's what I was, I said, wait a minute, this has got to be a typo, because that's unheard of. I can understand, okay, New York, of course, they put one out for New York and Chicago and some other places. And then I started looking, they're like, no, they're strategically looking at multiple locations in all 50 states.
Why do you think that is, for all, just for all migrant shelters, migrant shelters and USCs?
Well, it sounds really good, doesn't it, that that's what they're going to be doing. But if again, let's put on our invasion military hat. How do you topple a country? Well, and they've already been doing it at the border. Almost 2 years ago, me and my team were the ones who exposed down in Texas, right there in Eagle Pass, that big, huge facility. My team broke that story, that 10,000 private...
Chanting liberty in Spanish, a large migrant caravan stretching some 3 miles long departs southern Mexico, undeterred by bad weather.
This for us is nothing. It can rain, it can thunder, nobody will stop us.
Mexican National Guard line the road, not stopping their march. Organizers say it's nearly 10,000 strong, with 80% of the migrants from Venezuela.
And it was interesting because it was set up like what we would set up in theater. So if we went into theater and we had to do a pop-up tent facility to protect and defend our troops and soldiers, that's exactly how we would set it up in that kind of form, Matt, right? And you don't want anybody to see what's going on inside. You got your barbed wire and you got your fence. Well, those are the facilities we're talking about that they're now wanting to contract and have set up all 50 states.
Can you tell me your name?
April Sparks.
April Sparks. And April...
Here comes a bus right now, babe.
Oh, no way. What perfect timing. Let's get out of the road so we're not in any...
Get this video, because they will open that gate and shut that gate just as quickly as they open it. They don't want us to see anything that's going on.
Why is Randall's Island Migrant Center being hid from the media? I snuck past security to find out for myself, to see one of 5 residential tents. Here's the one I entered from a drone. And here's me actually walking through the front entrance on the ground. Here's some decent B-roll I shot from the center of the tent looking at the cots. And personally, my favorite shot, the American Red Cross blanket. Here, sitting down on the cot next to the blanket, looking left and now right. Walking further that way, I saw another American Red Cross blanket. As I walked by mostly African and Hispanic single men, I noticed some numbers on the wall. I tried to slow down to get a good picture. Here's a shot of it. There are at least 50 rows and over 500 cots in this tent.
So now that you guys have an understanding that they're building these facilities all across America, right? You're like, oh yeah, how are they going to reprogram us? Like, what does reprogramming mean? Well, take a look at this. Now, if this technology, I'm sure it's just like a futuristic video. I'm sure it's very fabricated. But, you know, when we start seeing things like this, it's not much more than 4 or 5 years down the road. And we're like, oh my gosh, remember those videos that we watched back in the day? Those were legit, right? This one might freak you out a little bit. So I tweeted this out to JJ and I said, these are a perfect match for the FEMA camps being built all across America. Let me know what you guys think and smash that like button for us, please. And thank you. Let's see how many people we can get in here before we drop this video. So I'll give you guys a little teaser if you're just getting in here. So I wore undercover glasses and I went into these brothels in downtown New York. I only went into one, but we came across about 15 or 20 in a 10 block radius. And I think I stumbled across some underage female girls working as escorts inside of these quote-unquote massage parlors right in front of New York Police Department, on top of tons of other things like selling stolen merchandise. Anything that you want to buy at Home Depot is sitting on Roosevelt Avenue right now being sold by a bunch of illegal immigrants who broke into this country, then broke into our stores, stole our goods, And now they're selling those goods on the street, right in front of local businesses. So yeah, those tool stores that are right downtown Roosevelt, yeah, they're probably going to be bankrupt because everybody's stolen products out in front of their store cheaper than they're actually getting them. So please, please smash that like button for us and check out this. This is Hillary Clinton, I hear, has a patent on this. Just kidding.
Welcome to Cognify, a facility designed to treat criminals like patients. Instead of spending years in an actual prison cell, prisoners could finish their sentence here in just a few minutes. Cognify could someday create and implant artificial memories directly into the prisoner's brain. These complex, vivid, and lifelike memories are created in real time using AI-generated content. Depending on the seriousness of the subject's crime and their sentence, the memories could be tailored to the rehabilitation needs of each subject. The artificial memories implanted by Cognify would be seamlessly incorporated into the existing neural networks of the brain, preventing cognitive dissonance and ensuring the subject experiences the memories as if they were real. The Cognify concept offers a new approach to criminal rehabilitation, transforming how society deals with offenders by focusing on rehabilitation rather than punishment. First, the prisoner is given a choice, either spending tens of years in a prison cell or seeking fast-track rehabilitation through artificial memory implantation. If the prisoner chooses to undergo fast-track rehabilitation, the Cognify device is used. Next, the prisoner undergoes high-resolution brain scanning to create a detailed map of their neural pathways. This brain map helps guide the Cognify device to target specific brain regions responsible for memory, reasoning, and logical thinking, such as the hippocampus, prefrontal cortex, amygdala, parietal lobe, and anterior cingulate cortex. Once the target brain regions are identified, Cognify is then placed around the head of the prisoner. The intensity and the type of artificial memories is then adjusted depending on the crime. Inside the criminal's mind, time would pass differently, slower than in real life, making them experience years worth of artificial memories in just a few minutes. Synthetic memories are customized depending on the crime committed and the unique brain structure and psychological profile of the individual. Violent offenders could experience memories that are designed to trigger empathy and remorse. Seeing their crime from the perspective of their victim, feeling their pain and suffering firsthand. Some memories are designed to trigger consequences and trauma. Such memories could simulate the long-term consequences of violent actions, such as the grief of the victim's family or the physical and emotional trauma endured by the victim. Artificial memories could cover a wide range of crimes, including domestic violence, hate crimes and discrimination, embezzlement, insider trading, theft and fraud. Cognify Emotion Regulation System could modulate neurotransmitters and hormones to induce specific emotional states, such as remorse or regret, which is crucial for rehabilitation. Real-time monitoring and feedback mechanisms could track the prisoner's neural responses throughout the process, allowing the system to adapt and optimize the rehabilitation in real time with new visuals, sensation, and realistic AI-generated content. To ensure the long-term effect of the therapy session, the memories could become permanent, fully integrated into the subject's mind, as if they were part of their own personal experiences. While subjects are undergoing therapy session, valuable data are collected from all the prisoners into a central computer for scientific research, which will help understand the criminal mind and determine the best approach to tackle crimes in society. AI-driven analytics could enhance the device's functionality, optimizing future procedures based on gathered data and insights. Cognify could feature encrypted storage for sensitive prisoner information and rehabilitation data. A compact and portable design would allow Cognify to be used anywhere in the world. It would be constructed with durable materials to withstand frequent use. Its energy-efficient design would ensure long operational life, reducing the need for frequent recharges. It would have the ability to integrate seamlessly with other prison systems, like security cameras and biometric identification. Once the therapy session is concluded, family members of the subject could be provided with a comprehensive report on the new artificial memories that have been implanted, offering them a chance to adjust to the subject's new, positive personality traits. The subject is then released back into society to start a new life away from crimes. The Cognify concept could revolutionize the criminal justice system by significantly reducing the need for long-term incarceration and its associated costs. Traditional prisons require substantial budgets for construction, maintenance, staffing, and prisoner care, including food, healthcare, and rehabilitation programs. By replacing extended prison sentences with brief intensive rehabilitation through artificial memory implantation, the costs of maintaining prison facilities and supporting inmates could be drastically lowered. The funds saved from reduced incarceration and recidivism rates could be reallocated to other critical areas. These might include education, healthcare, infrastructure development, social welfare programs, or research and development initiatives that benefit society as a whole. By rehabilitating offenders more quickly, Cognify could enable them to reintegrate into society sooner and contribute to the workforce. This increased productivity could boost the economy and generate tax revenue, further offsetting the initial investment in such technology. Successful rehabilitation through Cognify could lead to safer communities, reduced crime rates, and improved social well-being. This could have far-reaching positive impacts on individuals, families, and society as a whole, contributing to a more stable and prosperous future. Apart from treating criminals, Cognify could also be used to treat severe memory loss by helping patients recall their past memories. It could also treat patients with PTSD by implanting positive memories that replace the negative ones.
You guys ready for it? Who's going first? Goose. Goose says Matrix. Goose McGroin. McGroin Nation in the house. Good to see you guys. We got Redneck over here. Who else we got? We got Kaylee, Sully, ZBM, Jump Off, Bad Moon, P-Year. Good to see everybody. Wendy, good to see you. Ray, good to see you. Kimmy B, what is up, everybody? How are you guys doing? Thank you for smashing that like button. You guys ready to get into the kicker today, which is these underage women working in these brothels? Let me just show you. Let me grab this this photo really quick. This is the thumbnail, but you guys won't be able to see it because it's already posted. But I want to show you what these girls, how young these girls look down here in these places. How old do you guys think that girl is right here? Under the green arrow, the girl in the pink that looks really young in the back. If you had to take a guess, how old would you say that girl is? And you got to think about this. These girls are all done up. They got their makeup on. They probably have push-up bras on. 13. Kem Lee says 21. I was thinking she was 16. I was thinking she was 16, maybe 17, 14, 13. Yeah, 15. Yeah, she looks young enough to where the cops that are standing right on the other side of that green fence, you would think maybe, I don't know, maybe they would be investigating to make sure that this girl's not underage. She was so young that I wouldn't even have walked into that brothel, right? I wouldn't even have went into that facility to even get undercover footage to see what it looks like, even if I was just going to get a legit massage because of how young that girl looked. And every 20 feet, there are more and more of these brothels. Literally every other block, not every other block, on every single block, sometimes multiple times on a block. So me and Carlos Arellano, if you guys are not following at Informant Carlos over on X, please do so. None of this footage would be possible. We would know probably next to nothing about how these child migrant concentration camps work if it wasn't for Informant Carlos. He goes by Carlos Arellano over on X at Informant Carlos. Here's the footage that we uncovered. Please smash that like button, guys. The mainstream media is never going to be bringing you this footage. They're over here posting videos of one of these brothels, right? There's literally 50 brothels in a 10-block radius, and Mayor Adams is putting out footage, taking credit for raiding one of them. Just one. One out of 20, one out of 50. And I'm walking down there, and there's at least 20 NYPD officers all over the place watching these poor women get trafficked right in the streets of New York City, and they're doing nothing about it. Here's the footage. So what you're about to witness here in this video is how these prostitution rings are working in New York City.
Rajbir Kaur says she saw ladies luring men into the dimly lit prostitution parlor, lined with curtains and beds. This resident says he and his neighbors were well aware of what was going on within the walls of the shop.
These girls are being trafficked from all corners of the world, and they're being sold out or they're being pimped out on the corners of New York City in these massage parlor / brothels. So the video you're about to watch here is undercover footage of me and Carlos Arellano down in New York City trying to, number one, buy an ID, and number two, trying to get an inside look at what these brothels look like, how they operate, and how they work.
A New York City foster mother and her husband are accused of sex trafficking women, including two placed in her care. The Manhattan District Attorney says 38-year-old Kareem Mitchell and his wife, 51-year-old Charisse Mitchell, ran a sex trafficking operation involving eight women. Prosecutors say that the victims were forced into prostitution in Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, and the Bronx.
Each location that we went to has a different ethnicity. You want a Chinese girl, you want a Colombian, you want a Cuban, you want an Indian, you want a Haitian, you want a Venezuelan. Pick your flavor. They're all there. In a 10-block radius, we probably passed at the very least 50 different brothels. Pretty bizarre. Not just with adult women, but with women that looked like they might be underage. Women that looked so young, I wouldn't even have risked going in there with undercover glasses, just trying to get a massage, right? A legit massage. Because I felt like I would have been getting a massage from a 16-year-old girl. When you guys see this footage, it's going to make you sick. So let me show you the underage girls first. So in order to figure out who's working the corner, the girls either are wearing a mask like this, or they are dressed up very cute in skimpy clothing like this. Now, when I say that there's a lot of them, check this out. So this is a one corner in almost every single corner in Queens on Roosevelt Avenue between 91st and 81st Street looks just like this. On the left, you see these three arrows. Those are three girls. The red arrow is another girl. And on the right, you have four green arrows. Those are four more girls. Now, the first one I want to show you is right here. How old would you say the girl in the white is? I want some comments. I want you guys to drop these comments below. And we're going to talk about these girls based off the color of their shirt. Now, let me get you a better shot of both the girl in the blue and the girl in the white. I want to know how old you think these girls are. I bet you that girl in the white, there's not a day over 18 or 19. Now, when I show you this next picture, this is the one that scared me. How old do you think the girl in the pink there with the green arrow in the back? You gotta take a guess, and I'm sorry, again, these cameras are horrible. This is like one of the only seconds I actually stood still. How old do you think that poor little girl there is in the pink? 16, 14? These girls are all done up with makeup on. They probably have push-up bras or padded fake bras on. These girls look very, very young to me, and that's what terrified me. Now, the girl that ended up giving me a massage when I went in undercover, I would say she's probably 20, 29 to 34 if I had to take a best guess. She looked a decent amount older, and that's why I felt comfortable going in there, because if I did, I had to make sure that these girls were not underage. I wouldn't have been able to leave there and leave those girls behind if they were underage. I would have got myself killed. So every corner has a brothel. Let me just give you a little sneak peek of all these different girls that are out here working the corners, all different ages, all different ethnicities. Some look like they're getting drug to go work a corner. Others are out here, looks like they're talking to their handler, standing out here on the corners. Some girls look like they're, I don't know, having a decent time out here ordering food. They're probably on their break. So you got their Louis Vuitton purses. Over here, you can see four more girls here. Obviously, they're on their phones. They're standing in the corner. They're just waiting for somebody to walk by so they can go massage. And again, here's what it looks like. Even white females over here on the left working these corners, folks. Every race, every color, every ethnicity. Now, I want to let you guys see this undercover footage. So I'm going to talk over it first, and then I'm going to play it again, and I'm going to let you guys listen in. So let's start into this footage. Let me know what you guys think. So we're walking down the street here in New York, and you're going to see my glasses. And again, sorry for the horrible footage, but you're going to see me walk by this girl. And then I didn't really see the mask at first until I walked by. And then I turned around again, and she caught my eye contact. And that's when she approached. She pounced. She was like, yep, I see my mark. This guy wants a massage. So Carlos did the talking for me. I'm going to sit there and have a conversation with her and make sure she wasn't underage. And she was, I don't know, it's just scary going into these places. I didn't know if I was going to come out. So here was what it looks like on the inside, folks. I want to pause it here for a second and give you guys a shot. So you see me walking in, right? This is the massage bed over here. And they lay down this wax paper, which still makes me feel like I got bed bugs. And this was a shot like right when we walked into the place, so you guys can see how it looks. Okay, so now that you have an understanding of it, I want you to listen to this conversation. So you're gonna hear a little bit about it. She's gonna be talking, but you're gonna hear how she approaches me, how it goes down. We're walking through the streets. It's only a minute clip. I'm gonna let you guys check it out.
All right, house. crazy footage from the cops.
But what if they like wanna... What if they wanna try to fuck me though? Should I say just massage only?
Yeah, you can switch it up.
Say massage?
Yeah.
And then you seen right when I walked out, right? There's another girl. It almost looked like she's standing guard. I don't know if she's looking out for cops or what she's doing, but that was that girl's role outside. So what you have here is women that are traveling from all corners of the world, trying to make it to America to start a better life, most of them anyways. And what ends up happening is they cross paths with a cartel, they get in debt with a cartel member, and then they have to work off their debt. So they're trafficked into major cities like New York, Chicago, Vegas, pick your major city, even in Detroit, and then they are used like merchandise and sold day in and day out. These women are literally living a nightmare that you wouldn't wish upon your worst enemy. And our politicians seem to have no intentions of stopping it. This is all happening right in broad daylight. You see the video I played in the beginning, which was Mayor Adams trying to claim that they're shutting these brothels down.
We all know what sex trafficking is about. And it's important to focus on the brothels who are creating this climate.
Police stormed into one Jackson Heights parlor around 4:45, where neighboring businesses celebrated the takedown after months and months of complaints.
As they're not shutting anything down, they could shut down that entire strip, and in 24 hours, 48 hours, every single store will be back up and running. When you allow criminals to operate in the open, when you allow open-air drug dealing, when you open sanctuary cities, you ignore the rule of law, women and children are suffering the most. Our government has trafficked into this country 438,573 children. That's what we know about. The first 85,000 they lost. What do you think happened to the remaining 353,000, America?
Of these children, 5, 7 years old, 9 years old, yeah. 12 years old, and the Joe Biden administration has lost 80,000 of them. No one can track, no one knows where they're at.
At least, yeah, much more.
At least, please, because many of them have been lost into sex trafficking.
Many of them are dead.
It's heartbreaking.
No, it's heartbreaking. I haven't been asked that question, but the answer is yes, it's a simple answer. Many of them are dead.
Many of them are dead.
We can't even save the children. I can walk you up to 50 different buildings all across America that currently have kidnapped children in them, and they have an itinerary of all of the missing children. Congress knows about it.
Is that before or after you release them to labor traffickers? Have you read these New York Times reports, these stories, the series of stories the New York Times has done on the children who are in your care? Have you read them?
Yes, I have.
Do you really think that you're helping these children by releasing them to labor traffickers and, yes, sex traffickers? 85,000 children whom you have no contact with, and your answer is we gave them a presentation before we turned them over to these people who are exploiting them on a scale not seen in this country for 100 years, a century.
You said let's speed it up because Henry Ford could never have been rich and famous if he worked at the slow process you are. Children are not widgets on an assembly line. They are human beings.
Matt Gaetz promised Carlos Arellano that he would have a Senate hearing and he would get to tell his story. Never happened.
Suits of investigation. She's only 16 years old and already a sex trafficking victim.
So what does DCFS do? We've learned they placed her with a 3-time convicted felon who's now accused of forcing her into prostitution.
I've been to the border and they just straight up say we're using tax dollars to send some of these children that are coming across the border into known prostitution rings, into sweatshops, because we don't have the ability to check. They're just sending them
off.
Well,
you know, we have 88,000 missing children.
Now, we're about to get into the interview with Carlos Arellano. Carlos is a federal whistleblower who has done more to expose these children that are being trafficked and our government and how they're involved in it. So if you could please do me a huge solid and follow Carlos. He goes by @informantcarlos over on X. God bless you. Please pray for these children. So these girls are going to die out here. They're going to be pimped out and sold out. until they end up getting strung out on drugs because they can't deal with the reality that is their life. And then they're going to kill themselves or take their lives. Our country's going to hell, America. And you guys are going to get the full scoop in our documentary. It's called What is Treason? You can go to thisistreason.com and pre-order a copy. We have all of these long-form interviews. If you guys want to see the interviews with Carlos or anybody else that we've put out a trailer for, those interviews are on our website. They're posted right now. And for $14.99, you get the pre-order of the documentary, plus you get early access to all of this footage. Please support our work. It'll continue to fund us and help us go on more of these adventures across America as we show you what an open border does to a country and why weaponized mass migration is going to collapse every aspect of civilization as we know it. If you think this crime and this stuff is going to stay in these major cities, you're crazy. It's going to continue to flow out. More and more Americans are going to be killed. More and more cops will be murdered. And if we don't step up and remove these people from office, they're going to get us all killed. God bless you. Couldn't have said it any better myself, folks. That is the disgustingness that is coming across our border. These women and children thinking that they're going to find a new life, and they make it through that chaotic border. 80% of the women and children are raped en route to America. And they're putting up with it and they're dealing with it thinking, you know, I just got to make it another 1,000 miles, just got to make another couple hundred miles, just got to make it to the border. Oh, wow, I made it to the border. And they think the worst is behind them. And they think they're getting ready to experience the American dream. And then they're kidnapped and trafficked into New York City, where they're probably, who knows what they do? Who knows how they track these girls? Their phones are probably tracked. They probably got microchips in them. God only knows. And then they're forced into sex trafficking work, and they're forced to go and give massages and sleep with dudes in these little whorehouses all throughout New York until they pay off their debt to the cartels, which they most likely are never going to pay off. And then they end up forcing themselves to do drugs just to cope with the reality that is life. And then they end up addicted, strung out. And next thing you know, they're on Kensington Avenue, looking like the zombie apocalypse, or they're overdosed, or they've just taken their life because they don't want to deal with reality. That's what's being done to these women. And that's what Joe Biden and every single Democrat in office is supporting by continuing to push their open border policy on the American people. Gosh, damn it. Kaylee Sully coming in hot with a super chat. God bless you, Kaylee Sully. Thank you so much. She says it's not close to enough for what is needed. But God bless you, Kaylee Sully. Thank you so much for the super chat. Wow, $200. That's a lot. Gosh, thank you guys so much. Kaylee Sully, really, that helps us big time over here at LFA TV. We can't thank you enough for that. God bless you guys. Thank you so much. Somebody's got to fight to save these children. Obviously, the local law enforcement has no indignation. They're just letting minor children you just heard the guy say in that report I just played, for 6 months, the citizens that worked in all the local businesses around there for 6 months were reporting it every single day that there's women and children getting trafficked and pimped out in whorehouses right next to their business. And some of them were talking about how they could hear the people having sex in the building next door. And it took 2 months. Let me see if I can grab that clip really quick. Yeah, here's one for you.
Every day, 7 days, 24 hours, you see them right there.
Despite the clear black letters and locks on the doors, apparently some of the women tied to these illegal massage shops and brothels were allegedly trying to get back to work. Moose Muhammad, who runs a smoke shop next door, tells Pix 11 News Friday morning, bright and early.
They were coming back to work here. I seen her with the dress, the work dress, like the prostitute stuff going on.
Mohammed's security camera shows what he describes as one of the women scoping things out until police arrived.
That's when the cops came, 9, and then they all started moving. And then they came back, and the cops made a U-turn, start telling them leave.
Police showed up by the dozens to shut the brothels down along Roosevelt Avenue. Women being exploited, in many cases forced to sell their bodies, the conditions inside inhumane. A row of beds divided by curtains under red lights. This woman runs a clothing store next door. She says in Spanish, at times she would hear people having sex.
Aún así con la música se escucha. Chava.
It was so loud she had to turn up her music to drown out the noise. To see the place shut down is definitely a relief. This business owner does not want her face on camera, but tells us she always worried about the children walking by.
This is disgusting because they don't respect the children. And this area is full of children. The parents, the mother come to buy something and they come with the babies. And then what the children see?
The NYPD says this is just the beginning. Their efforts to stop the sex trade here in Queens, in Brooklyn, and in other boroughs will continue until they see a difference.
Oh, yeah. That was 6 months ago that video was aired? Oh, they've done a lot to combat it. Mayor Adams is all over it. The NYPD, they're going to really buckle down, as I could walk into 50 different whorehouses in a 10-block radius. That's what a joke the fake news is. They get their two-second sound bites, and then that's on to the next. No follow-up, no investigation, nobody held accountable. Tens of thousands of women. I mean, there's so many women down there that I was looking at some of them, I got, and I was just thinking to myself, if you disappeared off the face of the earth, nobody's looking for you. Nobody's coming to find you. Nobody knows you're here. Nobody knows where your last location was. Nobody's going to be checking on you tomorrow. You're going to disappear and fade off into existence. So if any of these girls decide to step out of line, well, they probably end up 6 feet deep. Buried alive, burned alive. God only knows what happens to these women. But as sure as I guarantee you, New York City police are doing nothing to stop it or combat it or even put a remote dent into it. But let me let you in on our first sponsors today. Don't go anywhere, folks. Please smash that like button if you're just joining us. DoneWithDebt.com, folks. They call these debt traps, and these debt traps that you're caught in, they're definitely not your fault. You didn't cause inflation, you didn't set gas prices, and you sure as heck didn't jack up those credit card rates. The thing is that debt traps will destroy your life if you don't get out now, and the only company that I recommend is Done With Debt. Done With Debt are brilliant debt relief strategists. First, they stand between you and your bill collectors, then they negotiate a plan to get you out of debt permanently without bankruptcy and without taking out any loans. But listen, some of these strategies are time sensitive, so you need to contact Done With Debt right now, like today. Couldn't be easier, folks. Get a free consultation, share what you're dealing with, and we'll explain a strategy to erase your debt faster and easier than ever thought possible. Go to donewithdebt.com, folks. That is donewithdebt.com. And up next is Insurity Financial Services. Folks, go to insuretyfinancialservices.com today to schedule your personal life insurance consultation. With life insurance, your health buys the policy, your dollars pay the premium. So call or schedule the day and get peace of mind before you rest in peace with personalized life insurance for every stage, every need, and every situation. And up next, our boys over at Smart UAI, folks. This is one of my good buddies. He says, using AI for your business and for your life can help you do things 10 times faster and potentially save you 10 times more. I know a newsletter that helps you leverage AI to boost your productivity and income. It's called Smart UAI Newsletter. To join it, you just need to go to smartu.ai, enter your email, and click the subscribe button. The newsletter is free to join, and it comes out every Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. And this is one of my buddies. He's really big into AI. He works for some really prominent companies that I can't even mention. But if you're looking to integrate AI, add chatbot or anything to your website to help automate your business or just make your day-to-day world or day-to-day life even easier, swing over here, sign up for the newsletter, and you can contact him directly. And he does side work. So if you're looking for that guy to help you integrate AI and take your business to the next level, swing over there and show him some love. And up next, and last but not least, is our friends over at Ammo Squared, folks. AmmoSquared.com helps you stay stocked up on ammunition. You grow your ammo slowly over time. It's stored for free while it builds up, and it ships wherever you want it, anywhere within 1 to 2 business days. They were started in 2015 and have over 30,000 customers. It's truly automated, set it and forget it ammo purchasing. You pick your caliber, you set your budget, you select your shipping trigger, and that's it. Your ammo builds up slowly over time, and it's delivered automatically whenever you want it. It's a very, very budget-friendly way to build and stockpile your ammo. Go over to AmmoSquared.com, folks. You guys can see a list of all the different ammos that they have here on their website. It's basically like a 401k account for your ammo. You DCA into it. Anytime you hit $250 worth of ammo, it'll ship to you anywhere in the United States for free. Again, that is AmmoSquared.com, folks. And there's no better way to support us over here at Matter of Fact if you guys are into stacking Bitcoin and avoiding what's coming from this financial collapse and you guys would like to do so. My affiliate links are down below in the description. If you're inside the United States, you can use Coinbase. If you're outside of the United States, Bybit is hands down my favorite. They'll give you the most free Bitcoin based off the amount that you deposit. So you guys can use my links down below and set up some accounts and stack that Bitcoin and get yourselves out of this financial nightmare that's coming. It's going to be bad. So in the last, what is it? So we came back on around May 31st, and we told you we got intel from some very prominent guys that were very high up in the U.S. military that said we had 30 days before something was going to happen to the dollar that was going to basically put the ball in motion for rapid hyperinflation. And since then, the Fed has warned us that we have major bank collapses that are coming that are imminent. We had Saudi Arabia for the first time in 50 years end the petrodollar. So the US dollar is no longer going to be the global reserve currency because nobody's going to be using it to buy oil unless they're going to be buying it from us, which is highly unlikely. And then what else just happened yesterday? Something big happened yesterday. I forget. But the three key things, anyone alone can collapse the economy. And we're talking about a global financial crisis, not just the USA. So whatever coming is going to be horrible. How many dollars are going to be leaving all of these other countries? So it's not just the dollars they printed and they put zeros on your bank account. We're talking about all the dollars they've printed since 1913 that are scattered all over the world and are all starting to come back, not just by the boatload, by the pallet load, by the train load, by literally like 50-mile tunnels underground stacked with $100 bills, warehouses full of them. They're all coming back now. Because if they don't spend them now and get rid of them immediately, I mean, they're going to lose 10 to 20% of their value every year, maybe even 50 to 100 some years. So get ready, guys. This summer is going to be absolutely insane. Hopefully you guys are stacked up on food. Remember the rule of three. You got 3 minutes you can go without oxygen to your brain. You got 3 hours you can go out in really harsh environments without proper shelter. You can go 3 days without water. You can go 30 days without food. And you should be within... Your bug out location should be 15 miles away from any major interstate. And at the very least, your home should be about 5 miles away from the nearest expressway. And if you live within 15 miles of an interstate and the grid goes down in the first 30 days, they told us that 33% of the United States population will be dead. So if you live within that 15-mile radius of a major interstate, there's a probability that you're going to be in the 33% that doesn't make it. So it's very important to make sure that you guys have bug out locations that you have at the very least, I'm saying 30-day food supply. If you don't have at the very, very least 30 days worth of food, you're going to be in very big trouble. And it's not just the USA that's happening this. There's revolutions. And this one looks like the police are joining the people if I'm reading this right. So this is in Kenya. Bill Gates is a psycho, tweeted this out 8 minutes ago. And he says, massive uprising across the country. Our new government taxation laws, protesters clashing with police and targeting government institutions. So protesters are clashing with, I thought the police were targeting government institutions with the protesters. I was getting excited. Is there any country in the world right now satisfied with their government? I don't know. You guys tell me. I think it must be a frame rate thing with these guys' videos. Well, that's all you're seeing. I know it's frozen. He must be over in Europe or something. I think it's something with the frame rate of those videos. It's some reason. It's only specific accounts, which I have those issues where they freeze like that. And I'm starting to notice it's the Bill Gates is a psycho account, concerned citizen. His videos are always the one that are freezing. So maybe it's just the way he screen records them on his phone. I don't know. But yeah, it's going to be freaking awesome. So we got a lot going on. And then we had talked a little bit about what's going on with our fruit. I had posted a few pictures of some weird strawberries. My son had left out these strawberries. And he said he only left them out for like 12 hours. But I think he had left them out for about 36 hours because they had this weird... It was weird how the fungus was growing on them and how it was like spidering out in like this crystal format. It was really bizarre. And then Alex Jones posted this video. He says, Bill Gates appeal... treatment turns food into rubber zombies.
Are Costco and Whole Foods selling fake fruits? I've been hearing about this, but check out what's happening to these people.
When she opens it and she breaks it in half, it gets very tough and doesn't really break. And when it pulls, it's like it's glue.
Like, it's not even breaking, like at all. Like it... And I know you guys can't feel the texture, obvi, right? Because it's a video. But like, it literally feels fake.
Those of people posting rubbery watermelon. I can't believe I got one. I got a rubbery watermelon. The texture is so weird. Like,
but there's a clinking and it sounds like something's stuck. So I go in the drain and there's a blueberry that's not breaking apart. It's not doing anything. It's what's making the noise. And I pick it up and why is there a rubber blueberry in my toddler's snack. This came from the carton of blueberries. My husband cut it in half. I really don't know if you can see it that well. Glistening, it's silicone. It's a silicone blueberry. It is a solid rubber blueberry.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/...
How much longer are we going to sit here and we're just going to allow this to happen, do you think? We're just going to continue to allow it? I mean, so Julian Assange is free now, so that's big news. I don't know if you guys heard that, but I was actually just scrolling here a second ago and I came across none other than Mike Pence. So let me just read this out real quick. Out of all the people, literally everybody's excited, an innocent man who has never been convicted of a crime was just released from prison. And at some point, our government was trying to drone him and kill him, right? So Mike Pence is the only loser, right? America Last, Mike Pence tweets out, Julian Assange endangered the lives of our troops in a time of war and should have been prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. The Biden administration's plea deal with Assange is a miscarriage of justice and dishonors the service and sacrifice of the men and women of our armed forces and their families. There should be no plea deal to avoid prison for anyone that endangers the security of our military or our national security of the United States ever. Frame that up, folks. Frame that up. We will put that on a plaque outside of Mike Pence's cell while he's waiting to be hung for treason in Gitmo. And we'll put that exact quote right there outside of his prison cell. We actually might put it like within arm's reach of his prison cell just so it's like far enough away that he can't get to it. But we'll hang it out there so he can just read those lines every day when he's in prison rotting before he's waiting to get hung for treason. Because that's what these people are guilty of. They are guilty of treason. And of course, Mike Pence would be the only America Last loser to be over here. So now when everybody, if I was Trump, right, after that tweet, I would be reading that tweet. So when everybody goes, oh, Trump, why didn't you feel Julian Assange? Oh, well, Mike Pence is my vice president. This is the advice he was giving me, guys. Sorry, I can't control everything. But here, check this one out. So Dom Lucri tweets out, he says, breaking news, Wikileaks founder, the man who led Hillary Clinton's emails being exposed, Julian Assange, has just reached a plea deal with the U.S. Justice Department. The U.S. Department of Justice allowing him to be released from prison. He is expected to return to Australia, where he's going to be mandatory vaccinated and killed.
One of the hopeful things that I've discovered is that nearly every war that has started in the past 50 years has been a result of media lies. The media could have stopped it. If they had searched deep enough, if they hadn't reprinted government propaganda, they could have stopped it. But what does that mean? Well, that means basically, populations don't like wars, and populations have to be fooled into wars. Populations don't willingly and with open eyes go into a war. So if we have a good media environment, then we'll also have a peaceful environment.
WikiLeaks! I love WikiLeaks!
Looks like Bernie got a little bit of a bad deal based on WikiLeaks, right?
They want to distract us from WikiLeaks. It's been amazing what's coming out on WikiLeaks.
All you have to do is take a look at WikiLeaks and just see what they said about Bernie Sanders.
Even Chelsea Clinton, the WikiLeaks email show, expressed serious concerns about conflicts of interest at the Clinton Foundation and the State Department.
I know there is something having to do with Julian Assange. I've been seeing what's happened with Assange, and that will be a determination, I would imagine, mostly by the Attorney General, who's doing an excellent job. So he'll be making a determination. I know nothing really about him. It's not my deal in life.
You know, thank God that that man's free. Hopefully he picks right back up right where he left off. I don't know if he is, you know, I hope he does. But I think we're all sick and controlled of our Congress being controlled. And anytime you operate or anytime you speak about it, you're called an anti-Semite, right? The oppressor wouldn't be so strong if there wasn't accomplices among the oppressed. Not like we weren't warned, right? Look at how far this goes back to 1987, folks. This is how hard this one lobby organization has done to keep this from the American people.
Hello, I'm Ted Pike, and this is my wife, Alin. Today, a foreign government, Israel, operates the most powerful lobby in Congress. This is AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. Through control of Congress, Israel demands and gets nearly $5 billion annually. No elected official dares criticize Israel for fear the Jewish lobby will accuse him of anti-Semitism.
So I didn't know this, right? I had no idea until yesterday that Israel is the size of New Jersey. Israel is the size of New Jersey, and we are giving them $5 billion. In 1987, we were giving Israel $5 billion a year in 1987. What? What? I thought it was like as big as the United States. I thought Israel was huge. I had no idea. It's like freaking Rhode Island compared to the United States. And we're over giving them $5 billion. What is the population size of this of that place? I mean, what are we doing? Paying every single citizen's salary that lives in this in the country? Do these people even work, or they just live off the American taxpayer?
The kiss of death for any politician. The president also knows what Israel wants, Israel gets. To act otherwise is political suicide. The mass media, founded and controlled primarily by Jews, manipulates the spigot of information out of which Heartland America drinks. The message of this contaminated source is, if you criticize Israel, you are anti-Semitic. Be safe, keep your head down, or you are fair game for being knocked off by the Zionist shooting gallery.
As a result, our president and elected officials are slaves to political correctness when it comes to Jews and Israel. They cannot seriously criticize Israel, especially as the source of Mideast strife and terrorism. They cannot suggest an end of aid to Israel. They cannot even protest Zionist control of Congress.
How did such a small group of people, about 15 million worldwide, acquire such staggering leverage? It was not primarily through financial or media control, or even through political or military agreement. America has become enslaved to Israel because of the strongest of all bonds, religious ones. Theological errors within Bible Belt Christianity, going back long before...
Absolute insanity that we just allow this to happen. I only got a few minutes, and I'm getting ready to head to California this weekend. We're going to be going down to see Matt Baker, the legendary Matt Baker, and we're going to Skid Row, folks. So last minute, ended up, JJ's busy this weekend. He's got his son's birthday, so I had, this is normally one of our weekends that we'd be going out, and it's going to be awesome. So we're going to Skid Row. We're going in into the homeless encampments. I got some, I got all new types of hidden cameras, so we won't make the same mistakes that we made in Philly now that we know how this under this hidden camera game is played, and me and Audra are going to go try to infiltrate these homeless encampments. We're going to dress up in homeless clothes, put a bunch of dirt on her face. She's got the purple hair, right? And she's got MS, so she's disabled. So we're going to maybe even get a wheelchair, and we're going to go in like full-on Skid Row undercover. And we're going to bring some mega stories back with us on Monday. So get ready for what we're bringing on Monday, because it's going to be fire. I promise you that. So look at all these. I got all these new hidden cameras around here. So I got this one. I got this one that's like this little body cam hidden camera that I can wear on my hip. That's just not so obvious, right? I got this new watch hidden camera that goes right into this watch band. So you just slide it over here and you wear this watch. And this watch is like a smart watch with a hidden camera in it. So that's pretty dope. We got our hidden camera glasses. We just got the new Insta360. So, we're going to be bringing you guys some fire footage, folks. So this is going to be exclusive over here on LFA TV. So make sure you guys are smashing that like button. I guarantee you no other network in the world is going to be bringing the stories that we are over here on Matter of Fact on LFA TV than us right over here. So please smash that like button, folks. We are running out of time. Up next, we have the NFSC, and they are doing the Miles Guo trial. So make sure you guys swing over there and hit that like button for them, followed by a stacked lineup of shows over here on LFA TV from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. And then we have special shows that do just specifically a weekend show. We got a lot of great guests. Roger Stone's over on the network now. People like Will Johnson, Sean Farish, Mike Crispy,
Kevin Smith. Who else we got over here? We got a bunch of great people. Pete Santilli, Jeremy Hurl. We got a whole stacked lineup of people over here. Drew Hernandez. So please consider smashing that like button. If you didn't enjoy this show, I promise you there is a personality over here on LFA TV that you will enjoy. Eli's dropping the chat, dropping the links over here in the live chat. So show him some love. Please smash that like button on your way out the show. We probably have over 1,000 people watching. We probably got, oh yeah, we got 1,000 people watching. How many likes we got on this show today? Almost 200 something. Yeah, 265. Let's go, guys. 278. Thank you, guys. Let's see if we can get that up to 300. God bless you. Kaylee Sully again. God bless you. Thank you for the super chat. She dropped a $200 super chat over here. She says it's not close to enough for what is needed. God bless you, Kaylee Sully. God bless each and every one of you guys. Have a great day. God bless you. We'll catch you in the next one. Peace.
Run.